And it's all about, you know, the production, if you ask me. Yesterday, I made a video about my food chopper. I mean, who cares about food choppers? I do. And it's not about the food chopper. It was about the production and how easily or readily I could have grabbed my cameras, went in there, set it up, boom, boom, boom. For some reason, I've been striving to do that. I don't know why. I don't know what's making me want to do this. I don't know what drive, why the drive is in me to do this and to continue to do this, but it's real. And it goes along, it fits into my philosophical perspectives, my inclination or my desire to express my philosophical ideas and my understanding. Not to get anybody to do it or follow me, but just to express it and just let life happen. What I want to do, what I think I'm trying to do, is build JeffreyTV.com. No. I'm trying to build the Jeffrey TV legacy. I just call it Jeffrey TV because it's easier. But I just want to build the Jeffrey legacy. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm focusing on. And I'm trying to do it through data, information that I can leave behind. This should last, that I'm hoping will last beyond me. I know from history that a lot of times people aren't recognized until after they're dead. So, you know, I'll die with the faith that what I built is in place and will continue after I'm gone. You know, maybe I'll get some flowers while I'm still alive for it. But right now, that's not really, I mean, that's the point and that's the goal, but it's probably not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. Something in me has me enjoying this. This particular, whatever I'm doing, I'm motivated from inside. You could probably call it self-actualization, self-fulfillment, whatever. But there's something in me that makes me want to do this very, very strongly. Or bad. It makes me want to do this bad. I don't know what the word is. So, I'm out here. I'm making these videos. I've been doing this for a long time, too. I looked up and I saw a video where I had found some recorded audio where I was in the bathroom at work 11 years ago, testing. I'm sitting literally just testing audio. And I made a video yesterday about me using a food chopper. And it was pretty good. I mean, the editing was pretty good. But, and, oh, because yesterday I bought a $100 video controller, external video controller. It's like a programmable, it's like a mouse, but it got buttons on it and all kinds of stuff. It's way more than a mouse. It's like a controller. Programmable controller, and I programmed it to work with a PowerDirector so I could edit video really quickly with just like using one hand, two hands. And the thing is, on this device, paid $100 for, you know, it has a jog wheel so I can like scroll back through video. I can do this and do that, and I can program all buttons. But it's almost the same stuff I can do on the keyboard, but it's a lot easier. And it's like one or two buttons, but it improved my productivity immensely. So, the only reason I cut this on right now, I didn't mean to talk. I just cut this on to check to see if you're hearing noise. You know, I'm trying to walk and make sure there's no noise. So let's start right there. Let me do a test and come back to the Jeffrey TV legacy. How about that? And so, this morning started off, woke up this morning, the subject matter that was prominent in my awakening was, why do I care so much about what people think or do? Why am I triggered by certain things? Why am I? Because I really don't care about anybody else. Let's just face that. I mean, I just care about Jeffrey. I mean, the bottom line is, but why do certain things bug me? I understand how humans are. I believe I do. I believe that we're diverse and there's always going to be some people who disagree. or agree with me, and there's going to be some outlandish stuff. And I understand that we need that. I will never tell anybody to stop doing anything they're doing. But there's something in me that is undeniable that's making me pursue this dream. Can you call it a dream? Or pursue this Jeffrey TV thing. And the Jeffrey TV thing is just to leave a philosophical legacy or an example of how I live my life, what I went through, to leave it out there. I can say it's for my kids, it's for my grandkids, but I'm thinking much bigger than that, people. Let's be honest. I'm thinking much, much bigger than that. I'm talking Einstein level, Joseph Campbell level. I'm talking Immanuel Kant level, whatever his name is. I mean, that's just, you know, where I'm shooting from. You know, of course, I ain't going to be all schooled and educated or whatever. I might not have the accolades, educational accolades that they have, or nor will I probably put in the work to learn and to develop on a traditional way like they did. But I have a confidence that what I'm saying is at that level. The way things fit into my philosophical ideas, the way I try to explain the universe, everything fits to a point that where I believe that I have to be right, whatever right means. Or that my ideas and philosophies work. At least they work for me. And that's all I could ask for. That's it. That's all anybody could ever ask for. Look, this is what I thought. This is what I believed in. This is how it worked for me. That's it. And the reason I believe that I could put myself up there with the Brian Greens and the Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris's and them is because I understand, I believe I understand the things that they're putting out there, whether I agree with them or not, I believe I understand them. And I believe what I think fits in to what they think, to what a lot of people think. And it collides where it's supposed to collide. So it could be purely Jeffrey. It was definitely purely Jeffrey. It could be only what I believe in, but there's something in me driving to go after it and to build it. And I call it Jeffrey TV. First it was P-Funk One, because that's, you know, that was my license plate way back in 1996, 97. And then my first website I got was P-Funk1.com. But I realized later that I need to pivot away from the P-Funk and make it something purely Jeffrey. I wanted a name that it could be, that can't be confused or associated with any other name but me. And that way I'll take full responsibility for anything that's said there. Nobody can, you know, call me on anything that was said or done there. And that's why, you know, I built Jeffrey TV. So I just use Jeffrey TV as the moniker or the brand. And I just want to put it out there. And so it started because I asked myself, why do, you know, certain things bug me? Because I woke up, and you wake up, CNN, I get my alerts. I might stop them damn alerts. I've been getting them for years. Because CNN was my go-to. You wake up, black man, white man shoots black person. It wasn't homeowner shoots, you know, innocent suspect or anything. It was white shoot kills black, or white shoots black. Then they're just pushing that narrative. I was thinking CNN is having a hell of a week this week, but all the decisions are not charging the people in Akron and the people, black, white people killing, shooting white people, shooting black people, and this and that and that and this. I bet you their ratings are up, and they're probably happy. They have to be happy because that's their business. And if something like this pushes up their profit margin and pushes up their advertising revenue or gets more viewership and it makes the company more profitable, they have to be happy about that, regardless if it's a tragedy or not. Well, I mean, because it's too much. It's not, like I said, I saw a blurb. It was from probably another website. Probably wasn't CNN or something, but it triggered me to the point it was, white homeowner shoots black visitor, something like that. It was framed as race. It was framed as white and black. And then I woke up this morning, again, same thing, white and black, white and black. We're being pimped. We are being pimped. And then I wake up and I see people just falling like puppets, just being played like puppets, reacting just the way they should. Now, I know, or I believe, humans dig that. Humans may even need that. Even I get excited about it. It could be any narrative that we're all focused on or all we feel we're together on. There's some black people out there who just wake up, and I know they don't know the details. They just look, long as CNN or the media presents it as a white person doing something negative to a black person, they're on it. They're like, racism, this, racism, that. Oh, this, that, that. And I know for a fact that they're not even looking at the evidence of what happened. I mean, I don't know for a fact, of course, but it's obvious. I mean, I'm now being a little bit, being a little bit too, whatever the word is, when I believe in is right. And not, I know I don't really mean it that way. I'm just saying it that way. When I say I know, I really don't know anything. The only thing I know is what I believe. And so let's just put it that right there. The only thing I know is what I believe. So, I don't know facts. I don't even rep facts. I rep data. I even question where the fact is, because I think everybody sees reality differently. And that's the whole point, for all of us to see reality differently and to present our perception of it to the whole of humanity, for the universe. If we could step back far enough from the universe and step back long enough away in time to see the entelechy, I just want to throw that word in there, the entelechy of all of this was going on, what really came out of it, the true, quote unquote, true meaning of what we're all doing here, I believe that it's going to come down to each individual presenting what they believe and doing what they do. Self-actualization, self-fulfillment. Do you. Be you. And if you are serving other people, do that. If you is worshiping the devil, do that. If you is voting for Obama and thinking that black people are victims and that white people owe us reparations, do that. If you a Klan member and hate all niggers, do that. I'm never thinking to stop doing it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go make a video to display what I believe that's in probably direct opposition of that. To attack that argument without even mentioning you. At least I'll try not to mention you. Sometimes I want to let it slip because I'm human and I want to sometimes when I see somebody say something that is just reactive, it's because they saw white man does this. Ah! Oh my God! Oh! And then it'd be preaching everything black, 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 black. It ain't even been around any real black people in 20 years. It just gets me. And I'm triggered by it. And I know it's me. I know I'm reacting just probably the way they do. I'm human. But I'm reacting in a way that Jeffrey does, because that's what's in me. And I trust what's in me. I have faith what's in me. At this point, I have trust and faith in what's in me to do the things I do. I don't know why. That's where my faith comes in. I don't know why I'm doing all this. I don't know why I've been trying to make videos for 20 years. Why I wanted to have a platform on the internet. When I first saw that there's going to be a space where I could go uncensored and say whatever I want, I almost started crying. I was so happy. Well, not happy, excited. I was so excited because the CompuServes and the Prodigies and the AOLs would censor you. And I was just thinking, too, this was like back in 1997. So that's almost 30 years. That's almost 30 years. 97, 2007, 2017, 2027. That's like 25 years I've been doing this. There's something driving it. And I've always had the focus of it. There was times I couldn't even put it into words. I couldn't even explain why I was doing it. I tried to explain to a couple people and I couldn't. I couldn't make it, you know, because I even took a business class and said, what you do is you build a plan. You don't say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. No, you actually plan out tasks and an actual plan to execute what it is you execute your goal. And I really couldn't because I didn't really have it in mind. But it was something so strongly in me just to keep doing it. And that's, so when I wake up and something triggers me, something that I can't even figure out why I care about it, I go with it. I have faith. I have faith that what I'm doing will have a lasting impression on humanity. I said it. I have a faith that what I'm doing will have a lasting impression on humanity. And in my philosophy, if you really break that down, everything and anything, anyone or anything does will have a lasting impression on humanity. I want mine to have an elevated one. I mean, whatever you do, it's going to reverberate throughout the universe. It's going to have an impact. We might not be aware of it. We might not be able to see it. And I'm not talking about multiple dimensions. I'm not talking about, you know, quantum theory about how, you know, multiple universes are created based on reactions or based on observations or this or that. I'm not talking about different dimensions. I'm just talking about the one we know right now, whichever one that is. Because if they're right, we don't know which one we're in. And they say the mathematics points that way. And our physics too, and our understanding, a lot is built on mathematics. A lot is built on mathematics. And it was almost to the point that where back in the day, it used to be the right-wing people who wanted to censor a lot of the talk and stuff. The Christian right-wing, you know, staunch, those people wanted to squash the talk. So I would look at them as being the censors or the oppressors or whatever. Nowadays, it's the left. And, you know, you certain things you can say or not say to where the point the right-wing has been pushed out of the media. And I said before, I like that. That gives me hope in a weird way, because it's a people thing. And people are going to do what they do. And that's like, oh, that fits. You know, the left has control of the media and the narrative right now. And they're trying to keep out what they don't want to hear. Just like, you know, religious people before when I used to talk about my atheism and stuff. But I kind of lost my thought. What I was going to say. It happens. I'm talking better. A scab came off my lip yesterday. And then I was able to see the stitches. And I got an appointment. I'm going to cancel that appointment. I got an appointment Friday to have it looked at. But I think it's healing. It's going to take time. I've even talking better. I feel like I'm talking better too. So everybody should just, I mean, why am I triggered? Why do I care? Why does it bug me? I felt the same way about atheism. When I was an atheist, why should I care if everybody believes in God and I don't? They ain't bothering me. I ain't doing nothing to help. I'm going to Barcelona. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, I'm going to Paris. Boop, 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 boop. Who cares? I'm going to see people on the front row. Boop, 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 boop. Why does this stuff bother me? But with the atheism stuff, I got involved. Hell, I even went to marches. And not really protests, but demonstrations. I was active in that community, virtual community, whatever. And I felt I made my impact. And so I moved on. I was like, oh, that's done now. Let's move on. And I kind of think almost the same way with the Black Civil Rights Movement. We won. We've made it. Stop fighting that fight. That's another thing about us people who wake up in the morning, read a headline about race, and just jump all over it and be so pro-black that it's racist. Rooting for teams because they got a black quarterback. Rooting for teams because they got a black coach. Regardless of the performance or the qualifications or what they do, they're just rooting for them because they're black. That is racist. If white people was to do that, y'all would have a fit. Oh, they did it. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. Blah, blah, blah. You know, white people into slavery. You know, it was white people that ended slavery. You know, white people did not invent slavery. White people did not invent slavery. They just took advantage of it. And they took, like they do everything, they put it on, it was like they hyper-slaverized. They just took it to another level. That's what white people do. I think because the environment they grew up in, they were forced to be more cerebral versus somebody who was born or raised in a civilization where food was plentiful. You didn't need shelter. It was warm climates, easygoing, a more easygoing atmosphere. Like you go down to the tropics or something, the weather, you just feel naturally more relaxed. I think these people were raised in conditions that were killing them. That winters that they had to build, they had to learn how to build fortified huts to live in. They just couldn't like walk outside and sleep under a tree. So, I mean, of course, the, you know, people in tropics and warmer climates that had their, you know, challenges, but nothing like what I can imagine what it was like being in Europe. If the climate is as I think it might have been, cold and winter, and you just had to learn skills, so you became more cerebral, and you also had to live probably, I'm guessing, this is just my idea, you had to live in enclosed, protected structures. So you had to learn how to internalize a lot of energy, excitement, whatever. You learned how to just not to make too much noise because, or whatever, if you're young, because your parents are the older animals, because we were still basically animals at the time. We're still evolving with, you know, chastise you or, you know, bah, you know, put that out. So you learn how to be more cerebral and think and communicate at a different level. But this is my thought. So that's why I can see why, that's why I think that, you know, white people didn't invent slavery. They just took advantage of it and took it to a whole new level. And if you really want to be crazy, and since I can't get canceled, look what they built with it. They built the greatest country in the world with it. And I know it's on the backs of ancestors. I know there was atrocities, but atrocities have been going on for since we've known humanity. The Western world, back in England, even before slavery, in Spain, the Vikings, the pillaging, they spread out all over the world. They built ships. They navigated. That's the technology. Now, they may have gotten it from Egypt, or they might have got mathematics from Egypt. They might have got salt from China or whatever, from Asia or however that works. But you can't be mad at them for taking advantage. You can't be mad at them for taking advantage. And, you know, I'm joking and stuff, but when you step back, once you step way back, 10,000 years from now, 20,000 years from now, if there's anything left and we can look back on it, and they'll say, here's what they did to accomplish this. I wonder. Anyhow, that's how I'm feeling. You can see I'm probably feeling a little better today. Getting my rest, getting my sleep, having a good time, enjoying it all, doing what I do. I'm gonna come back later. How about that?